Track 28, 5. The committee makes a recommendation. The Committee on NGOs meets twice a year, once in January and then again in May, in order to consider applications from NGOs applying for consultative status. The committee's recommendations are then forwarded to the Economic and Social Council for its decision during the ECOSOC high-level segment in July. An official notification is sent to all NGOs whose applications have been reviewed, informing them of the committee's recommendation. The recommendations of the NGO committee are then published in a report, which is posted on the NGO branch website. All relevant press releases regarding your application are also posted there. Please note that recommendations made by the committee at each session in January and May are forwarded to the council for its decision when it meets in July every year. Therefore, the organization is considered in consultative status with ECOSOC only after the conclusion of the annual council meeting in July. The committee may recommend one of three consultative status categories: general, special, or roster, or decide to defer an application for review until the next session while awaiting clarification or answers. Therefore, it is extremely important for NGOs to respond to questions and requests for clarification promptly when requested to do so. It is also very important to keep all contact information up to date in the NGO profile, especially the primary email address, since this is the only way for the NGO to be notified of the questions posed. The three types of consultative status are granted to NGOs based on the type of organization. They include general status, which is given to NGOs that represent large segments of societies in several countries. Their area of work covers most of the issues on the agenda of ECOSOC and its subsidiary bodies. These tend to be fairly large, well-established international NGOs with a broad geographical reach. Special status, which is reserved for NGOs that have a special competence in and are concerned specifically with only a few of the fields of activity covered by ECOSOC. These NGOs tend to be smaller and more recently established. Roster status, which is conferred on NGOs that have a more narrow and/or technical focus and make occasional and useful contributions to the work of ECOSOC or its subsidiary bodies. Press releases keep you up to date of the committee's recommendations and ECOSOC decisions when you are not able to attend the sessions. Press releases. Examples. February 4, 2011. ECOSOC/6460. Committee on Non-Governmental Organizations recommends special consultative. February 4, 2011, ECOSOC 6460, ONG 714, Comité des ONG Bataille de Procédure autour de la demande d'accréditation de International Lesbian and Gay Association. February 3, 2011, ECOSOC 6459, Continuing 2011 Session, Committee on Non-Governmental Organizations recommends. February 3, 2011, ECOSOC 6459, ONG 713. Malgré une séance interrompue par de nombreux problèmes techniques, le Comité des ONG. February 2, 2011, ECOSOC 6458. Committee on Non-Governmental Organizations recommends special consultative status. February 2, 2011, ECOSOC 6458, ONG 712. Le comité accorde le statut consultatif à 11 ONG et reporte l'examen des demandes de 19 autres dont Homosexuel Initiative Vienne. February 1, 2011, ECOSOC 6457. Committee on NGOs grants consultative status to 17 civil society groups. February 1, 2011, ECOSOC 6457, ONG 711. Le comité des ONG recommande à l'ECOSOC de octroyer le statut consultatif spécial à 17 organisations. January 31, 2011, ECOSOC 6456. Opening 2011 session of Committee on NGOs, officials hail unprecedented surge.